this bulletin. Australia's COVID-19 vaccine rollout on track despite European supply issues. New Zealand detects a likely case of community transmission. And in football, Matilda's captain Sam Kerr named the 2021 Young Australian Achiever of the Year in the UK. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg insists Australia is still on track to receive its doses of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine next month, despite international supply issues. The Therapeutic Goods Administration is due to approve the vaccines Australia has signed up to in the coming weeks. But several European countries have complained their orders have been revised or delayed by Pfizer because of high demand for the vaccine worldwide. Mr. Frydenberg says it's unlikely to affect Australia's rollout.
We have the virus under control here in Australia, but we do want to roll out the vaccine, and that is why the TGA is going through its normal processes, and we are still on track to receive those Pfizer vaccines in mid to late February, I'm advised.
Australia has recorded a week without any community transmission of coronavirus. Victoria has gone 19 days without a local COVID-19 infection, while New South Wales is at 7. It's been 13 days since the last case of community transmission was identified in Queensland. Meanwhile, Western Australian Premier Mark McGowan says one new case of the highly contagious UK variant of coronavirus has been detected in hotel quarantine.
That takes the total number of the different strains to 12 now in Western Australia, so it's 10 UK, 2 South African. The new case was detected as part of our genomic testing. We currently have 4 of those cases, that is the UK strain or South African strain, in our hotel quarantine system. So we're keeping these people safe and healthy and protecting the public as we do it.
Investigations are underway after a New Zealand woman tested positive to COVID-19 5 days after being released from hotel quarantine. The 56-year-old Northland woman travelled from Europe in late December and tested negative twice during her isolation in Auckland. But she later developed muscle aches, reporting her symptoms to health workers in follow-up interviews. New Zealand's Director General of Health, Dr. Ashley Bloomfield, says genomic sequencing is being done to determine the variant of the virus and whether it's linked to any other infections in the same quarantine facility.
We are working on the assumption that this is a positive case and that it is a more transmissible variant, either one of the one identified first in South Africa or the UK, or potentially Brazil, or another more transmissible variant.
To other news, and police have detained more than 3,000 people and broken up rallies across Russia as tens of thousands of protesters gathered to demand the release of opposition figure Alexei Navalny. The 44-year-old had called on his supporters to protest after being arrested last weekend as he returned to Russia from Germany for the first time since being poisoned with a deadly nerve agent. Russian authorities had warned people to stay away from demonstrations, saying they risk catching COVID-19 as well as prosecution and possible jail time for attending an unauthorised event. But protesters defied the ban, with some chanting disgrace and freedom to Navalny. To sport, and Matilda's captain Sam Kerr has been named the 2021 Young Australian Achiever of the Year in the UK for her contributions to Chelsea FC. She's the second footballer to receive the honour, following Socceroos great Harry Kewell in 2005. The 27-year-old scored 7 goals in the opening 10 games of the English Women's Super League season, helping Chelsea to the top spot in the competition, and currently sits 3rd in the Golden Boot standings. Kerr was previously named Young Australian of the Year in 2018. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Partly cloudy in Perth and 26, becoming humid and showers in Adelaide and 34, very hot with an afternoon cool change in Melbourne and 40. Hot with late showers in Hobart and 34. Hot and sunny in Canberra and 38. Sunny in Wollongong and 29. Similar conditions in Sydney and 31. Sunny as well in Newcastle and 34. A possible shower in Brisbane and 30. Mostly sunny in Cairns, 32. and rain and a possible storm in Darwin, 31. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.